You're listening to a podcast from the University of West London, the Career University. To join the conversation, follow us on Twitter at Uni West London.
So hello, I am Carrie Granger. I'm a lecturer in health promotion and public health at the College of Nursing and Midwifery. I'd like to introduce my colleague over there next to me.
Well, thanks, Carrie. Yeah, I'm Helen. I'm Helen Matthews, and I'm the programme leader for the BSc, Health Promotion and Public Health Programme. And it's really great to have you here, Abby, isn't it?
My name is Abby K. Segilola. I just finished my third year assessment and hoping to pass the assessment.
Hoping to pass with all fingers crossed.
So you've joined us today, Abby, just to talk about your experiences of being a health promotion student, but also a student at University of West London. So why did you choose health promotion and public health?
The reason is I work as a carer and I have experience over 9 years. Mm-hmm. I just want to know more about health. So I decided to do public health. Yeah. That was why.
It's quite nice, really, isn't it? We get a lot of students who are a bit like you, have done a bit of healthcare work, but don't want to go into the sort of straight in nursing at first. They want to get some health and wellness
experience. More
experience,
yes.
Yeah, it's true.
So why did you choose to study at the University of West London?
I was looking around and all I see in the other units is only public health.
So looking back now over 3 years, do you think you made the right decision with the University of West London as opposed to anywhere else?
Yes, in terms of getting help from the tutors, you know, they are so helpful.
Yeah, so have you had any challenges when you've been, you know, over those 3 years? Because that's a long time. So what have been the major kind of challenges for you?
The first time when we started with IT and trying to teach us about writing references, references we need to use, the website or like in PubMed. So it's the first time it was challenging, but when they keep teaching us, you know, I really love it too.
You're okay now. That is brilliant. That is good, because that is quite a major part of it, isn't it? Being able to evidence your thoughts and your ideas. And
even working at home, giving us an assignment to do at home, you know, bringing it back for
proof and help.
For, you know, feedback. So that is more helpful.
And what about the kind of the way that the course was set up in terms of how you were taught things? Did you think it was what you expected it to be, or was it a bit different? Was it a bit
It's a bit different, because I wasn't even expecting. We do more subjects that improves health, more about the public health, health promotion and public health.
I think one of the good things about a lot of the students like yourself as well, you've been sort of doing quite a lot of application of the theory out in practice, haven't you, as you've gone, you've been able to do that as part of the course as well, because I know you still keep up with some of your practice. You're still with health and wellness clients, aren't you,
Have you got any final things that you'd want to say to anybody that was considering a career in health promotion?
It's good to know more about health, to have an skill and experience, so to know, to bring more experience into, like, I'm working as a carer, to bring more experience into my job.
Okay, so this has been Carrie Granger
and Helen Matthews,
Abike Segilola,
saying goodbye.
For more details on courses across the University of West London, search uwl.ac.uk.